Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And it's all politics all the time this morning because we're just on Tuesday, we'll be a week away from Election Day for the Illinois primary. Joining me now in the Allstate Showcase studio is Eric Ulk, strategist and consultant. Does that work for you?
Yes, good morning.
Among other things, with Fulcrum, Illinois, former chief of staff to U.S. Senator Mark Kirk. We've been talking a lot, obviously, about the Donald Trump phenomena. And I have to wonder, you know, you have people looking at, can he get all the delegates? Can he be stopped? You know, can Rubio stop him in Florida? Winner take all state? Can Kasich stop him in Ohio? Another winner take all state? People looking from the establishment side about wanting to have a kind of a brokered convention. But I have to wonder, is the Republican Party at some kind of a critical point here over, you know, what is a Republican these days?
Well, I don't know that the party is. I mean, I think we still have, you know, between Senator Cruz, Senator Rubio, Governor Kasich, I think we've got, you know, some other really good choices. You know, the interesting thing, I was reading an article that talked about the exit polls from some of the states who've already voted. And, you know, in a number of the exit polls, only 49% of Republican voters say they'd be satisfied with Trump, as opposed to with Romney, it was as high as 69-63%. And so, you know, even those folks who are voting for Trump seem like they're not completely satisfied with him, but they're looking for something a little bit different. And I think that, you know, listening to even Governor Kasich the other night, I mean, he has done a great job as a governor. I think that Governor Kasich is a good choice, and I think folks need to start to look at that. You know, the thing that's scary, and I think that we need to focus on, is the fact that Secretary Clinton all but has her nomination wrapped up. You know, she's halfway there,
right?
And you know, I think Trump's got what 378,
right?
And so you got to get to 1237. At some point here, I wonder, you know, depending on how Senator Rubio does he drop out?
Well, and given even the results yesterday,
right,
where there was, I guess, an underperform by Rubio,
right?
At the same time, you know, looking ahead to Florida, which is the same day as Illinois is on March 15th, that some polling, now granted it's his aligned super PAC, I think,
right,
but it only has him down 5 points. Nevertheless, he's down.
Right. I mean, and a lot can happen between now and the 15th. I mean, the 15th is a big day. You have Illinois, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, Missouri, and you got a lot of delegates there.
Right.
You know, I think that Governor Kasich is definitely looking at Ohio, taking Ohio. I think he's trying to work the Midwest states, which is a smart move on his part. You know, Senator Rubio and his aligned supporters have to be looking at that and worried. I mean, they're going to have to spend some money to turn around his numbers, because so far they've all but collapsed.
But when you look at some people suggesting, now, because of the narrowing of the delegate count between Trump and Cruz, that some people say, well, now it's just a two-person race. And there's a couple of interesting factors here, is that where Cruz has done well have been caucus states, not primary states. And we're running out of caucus states. The other point, too, is, and this goes back several weeks ago, I noted, I think it was before the Iowa caucuses, but some polling being done, and people were saying that they found, you know, who would work better with Congress, and Cruz was the top choice. Now, which is somewhat, strange.
He shut down the Congress.
Exactly. And I think Joe Biden said I think they had the gridiron out in Washington, and Joe Biden said that, trying to fill one vacancy on the Supreme Court is hard. How about we make Ted Cruz a Supreme Court justice? Then we'll have to fill 8 vacancies. because everybody else would leave.
Right. Well, no, you're right. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, right? He's going to be in town this coming Friday.
Right.
He's gonna do a number of Republican events, dinners. It'll be interesting to see how his tone is. I mean, especially in a state that is more of a purple, the blue state. But obviously, there's a lot of delegates here to pick up.
Yeah, and I still think an Illinois Republican is still more of a moderate Republican, even though that kind of ideology change is moving across America.
I think it, you know, most of America is probably in the center.
Yeah.
If you think about it. I mean, and that's the perfect fit for where, you know, you have folks like Senator Kirk, who's a social moderate, fiscal conservative, national security hawk. Same thing with Congressman Dole. You know, a number of the folks in our delegation. I mean, it's, I don't know, you like to label everything conservative, moderate, liberal. I think it's more common sense.
Well, and we have Congressman Dole, and obviously that district, that 10th, is a very tough district. Particularly in a presidential year, it's tough for Republicans. But he's already, you know, come out and flat out said, I don't support Donald Trump now, and I won't support him later if he's successful as the nominee. You have that, and then you have Senator Kirk saying, I'm trying to deal with the issues in Illinois. I don't plan to weigh in on this.
Which I think is smart. I mean, if you look at the numbers from the history, you have Kirk in his 10th congressional when he was a member of Congress. He outperformed Bush in 2004 by 17 points, outperformed McCain in 2008 by 15%. And I think Dole will do the same. I mean, I think that they can both run ahead. I find it kind of funny that, you know, you have Duckworth and Zopp, you know, which Zopp just got a great endorsement today from PJ Star. But you see
Peoria both, Journal or, Star.
Yeah, Peoria Journal Star. You see them trying to draw Senator Kirk in on this. And I guess, you know, I would be doing the same thing if the person at the top of my ticket is under investigation. You know, one thing that hasn't gotten a lot of play is when the head of the FBI was up on Capitol Hill earlier this week talking about the whole Apple issue.
Privacy
issue. One of the questions Congressman Chabot asked was, are you involved with Secretary Clinton's email investigation? And he answered that he directly is involved. Now, if you have the director of the FBI directly involved in an investigation like that, I mean, clearly that's drawing in a lot of time, a lot of resources to that. I think that still has yet to play itself out. And if I were on the other side, I'd be worried about that.
I think there are Democrats that are worried about that. We're speaking with Eric Elk, strategist and consultant for Fulcrum, Illinois. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson. Joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studios, Eric Elk, strategist and consultant at Fulcrum, Illinois. I believe we've got a call from Candace who has a question about how the candidacies are shaping up on both sides. Candace, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Boy, I wish I could be a strategist for Illinois because we're not doing very well. Listen, I think if anybody has anything to worry about, it's the Democratic Party. On one side, you have a woman who's being completely followed by the FBI and investigated, and I think she's far too left. She's not her husband at all. On the other side, you have a 74-year-old, which is way too old, and it's funny that I never hear the media talk about how old he is, a socialist who wants to expand programs that are already going bankrupt. I'm in the contracting business. I do interior design as well. And what I find interesting is that all my subcontractors keep asking, who are you voting for? Who are you voting for? I'm voting for Trump. Now, these are all union guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They all, you know, plumbers, they're tired of their union wasting money on a Democratic Party. They're disgusted. And they're all secretly voting for Trump, okay? Now, I will vote for whoever goes up against the other two. But I don't think that Mark Kirk is a good candidate. I think he's terrible. And I don't think he's going to win this time. Because there's a lot of people who will absolutely not vote for him.
All right, Candace, thank you very much. I mean, it is going to be one heck of a general election, that U.S. Senate race. And, of course, it's probably going to be the most expensive U.S. Senate race in the country, I would think.
Yeah, no, it definitely could be right up there as the top. I mean, you got to think about since the last presidential, there's about, 10.7 million more eligible voters today. And more than two-thirds of those folks are from racial and ethnic minorities. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how they organize and rally. You know, the other thing in terms of Illinois, you think about five of the last seven elected senators in Illinois were Democrats. And, you know, there's 24 Senate seats up this cycle. And part of hanging on to the Senate majority for Republicans goes through Illinois. Illinois is going to be a critical state. As is, you know, Wisconsin with Johnson.
Right.
You have Ohio, Rob Portman, Missouri with Roy Blunt, the whole Midwest contingent. However, I would disagree with the caller in saying that I think that, you know, looking at how Illinois votes and the breakdown, Kirk has done a good job sticking to what he said he was. He is who he said he was in terms of being a social moderate, fiscal conservative, national security hawk. And that's how he is voted.
Obviously, with the issue of ISIS and terrorism, that rolls right into the issue of national security, which he is almost, I have to say, almost single-mindedly focused on from the way the campaign rolls things out, from his government rollout stuff. But where does the domestic issues, the feelings about this economy isn't moving, you know, where do you think that fits into the minds of voters versus national security?
Well, I think keeping all of us safe has got to be at the top of minds for everyone. And I think so that is a big part of it. I think on some of the issues, you know, more locally, you know, with his position in the Senate on the VA or the Veterans Affairs Committee, I mean, he's trying to reform what's happening over there. I mean, it's a travesty how a lot of these veterans who have served and, you know, put their lives on the line for all of us, you know, come home and get treated so terribly by our own, you know, VA system.
And the stories just keep coming and coming and coming.
Exactly.
We've got a call from Jack. Jack, welcome to the Sunday Spin.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. And I also want to thank you for having such a great program where things can be discussed in an intelligent, quiet way.
Thank you.
My thought process was this, and I haven't heard anything about this yet. If the Republicans do go to a brokered convention, who would they pick? And my thought was they're not going to go back to Romney because he got beat. And he's been getting beat up a lot lately. But also the possibility of they turn to Paul Ryan for the House of Representatives, if they wouldn't turn to him as a possible candidate, and also the possibility of if Hillary is indicted, if they wouldn't say Sanders couldn't win, so therefore we're going to go with somebody like Joe Biden. So that I could foresee, I don't think this is going to happen, but I could foresee a Ryan versus Biden before it's over.
All right, Jack, what do you think?
I've thought about that quite a bit. I think that, you know, Vice President Biden could be the default candidate. I think that there's something to that potentially.
The plan B.
Correct. Absolutely. I don't see, you know, I think that the Republicans will not have a brokered convention. I think that it gets itself sorted out before then. It's going to be tight and close. And, you know, primaries are brutal. However, I think a lot of folks remember that elections have consequences. And, you know, looking at these exit polls after these primary states where, you know, such a low percentage of the folks who even vote for Trump really think he's going to do a good job. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, it's more than almost 20 points less than how they felt about Romney. And everybody thought Romney was so terrible. I mean, you know, it's not like Trump is winning with overwhelming percentages everywhere.
No, and that's that you have this kind of fractured field here,
right.
And that's, I mean, that's why everybody keeps saying, well, maybe he can be stopped, or maybe he can be stopped short of winning the delegates needed for the nomination. NBC Wall Street Journal Marist poll out right now of likely Republican primary voters in Michigan, and of course, Michigan votes on Tuesday. Interesting numbers: Trump 41%, Cruz 22%. Rubio 17% and Kasich 13%.
But a part of this too, you know, think about this. You know, Trump is an entertainer. He's a celebrity. Our society is so celebrity focused and based. You know, I mean, you look at how much folks are looking. You know, when was the last time you had a presidential candidate and their spouse, you know, on Entertainment Tonight, Entertainment Weekly, on Cover of People, Us Weekly, all those rags? It's amazing. I mean, he's more of an entertainer than a thoughtful policy leader by, you know, any stretch of imagination. I mean, come on, this is crazy. And clearly, you know, by not having these overwhelming numbers, it shows that, you know, folks know who he is. They're buying into some of the things he's saying, but it's an entertainment thing. And I don't want the leader of the free world to be just an entertainer, you know, somebody who hasn't really put a lot of thought behind some of the positions and the things he's saying.
Or to necessarily carry the nuclear codes.
God forbid. Come on. It's crazy.
Well, but there you have the numbers in Michigan right there. Eric Elk, strategist and consultant for Fulcrum, Illinois. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Sunday Spin.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more right after this.